If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to another live edition of Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
So we did this last week, and actually, I mean, it's going to happen for the foreseeable, let's face it, because
yes. It's
the best way to do the podcast, to see you, you can see us, and to just sort of get a bit of togetherness. So the podcast is recorded live on the Jules and Sarah podcast feed, Fridays at 1 o'clock, and then it gets uploaded. So you can listen to it as you normally would the podcast. But if it sounds a bit different, that's why.
It's because it is different.
Yeah, it's because we're trying something different. So yes, welcome, hello, hi. I mean, so this is week two of lockdown for you.
Is it?
I'm afraid, yes.
No, this is week three. This is my week three because we got back from Thailand. So even though I saw you, we were still taking social distancing.
Oh, the measures had come into place, but I'm talking about full Boris Johnson lockdown.
Right? Yeah.
Week two. Week one was all very fun. It was all very exciting and new. Week two, grueling, I'd say. Very, very difficult. Oh, where are you this?
I'm here.
Oh, good, you're there. Yeah, grueling, difficult, annoying.
Annoying is the key word. Now, I actually, there's some fun in this and what I'm about to tell you. Now, you cast your mind back to when you threw your bread on the roof and the pigeons came to eat it.
Yeah.
Now, if you've seen on stories, have taken to kneading the dough. I've really been like flouring down, kneading away, proving. It's basically every weekend is an at-home edition of Jules on Bake Off. Like, that's what's happening.
Yes.
Some of the bread, some of it has gone a little bit stale or it's gone off. And I don't like throwing it away in these uncertain times. Now, and we've had a little robin. We've had a few blue tits. We've got blackbirds coming in. You know, birds are migrating down. I've started to name, because a lot of robins come from Russia and Sweden. So we've had Vladimir that's just arrived. He's been popping around the garden. We've had Agnieszka. She's just popped in. And so I literally put all the crumbs out and I was like, oh, I'll do a Sarah Powell, I'll feed the birds.
You know when in the beginning of, is it Cinderella, where the birds dress her? That's sort of what I'm imagining. You know that they come in and they brush her hair and everything and they get her ready and they pop her in the front and all that kind of thing. That's what I'm imagining here.
I've been styled by a robin and a tit today. so I've been putting out every day, I've been like waiting, because I work in the kitchen a lot and film, and I've been sat in the kitchen like watching to see, and I see them flying in and they're popping around the little floor and they're just not touching these crumbs. I don't know what has gone on in their commute here, but they are just so ungrateful. So I'm convinced that someone along the run of houses that I live in has got some sort of deluxe bird feeder, because they're obviously coming to my garden and be like, I'm not eating this pibble, not a chance.
I mean, that's West London for you, when your homemade sourdough isn't up to scratch for the blackbirds. This reminds me of when we were little and our cat ran off, and it ran off to a woman three doors down who used to feed it ham. She used to sit in the garden feeding it ham, and the cat, we'd come back to like get the cat back. The cat was like, I don't want to come back. I like that here.
I told you, June, three times before, I want ham.
I'll only take the finest ham.
So then, but then tensions get a little bit high when you're working from home, and like, you know, it all gets a bit, and this week I have been telling inanimate objects to just do one, and I've been using I've been using quite aggressive expletives, and I really lost the plot this week. A, when my homemade pasta sauce flicked onto my freshly wiped tiles. That for me was a bit of a loco moment. And then there was a real run-in with a rogue fly that was in my bathroom, and I used the F word. And then after I used it, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, you've just told a fly to fuck off.
Oh, God, it happens though. It happens when you're on the edge. You're like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm cooking, I'm really welcoming the space and the time, and then you find yourself then you find yourself telling a fly to knob off. And you're just like, oh wait, I don't think I'm okay.
Yeah, no. So,
I had a very, very similar moment. I had a very similar moment. I told some pseudocreme to sod off.
How irritating.
Oh my God. Now, can I tell you why I was handling pseudocreme? Right?
I'm interested. I'm glad you brought it up.
And also, it does explain why this choice of kimono has happened as my outfit of the day.
I'm getting dressed by birds and you're being clothed by pseudocreme. What an absolute disaster.
So yesterday I ventured into the world of home waxing, right?
Oh gosh.
Which in one, okay, on the one hand was a storm.
There's so much that I
it's
have
It's not
to
what
ask
you're
you.
Thinking. It's not what you're thinking.
No. Tash your arms, I'm sure.
How dare you? So, okay, I did my legs, which I just need to say was a roaring success. I just need to say that first of all. I mean, yes, all right, it took nearly 2 hours, but it was very, very effective. And actually, I looked down this morning and I was like, oh, I think my legs look slimmer. But I think it's just because actually I'd waxed.
And also, I've probably taken a couple of layers of skin off.
Yes, fine, whatever works. But I got a bit overambitious. And I dragged John. I was like, John, who is at work, let's not forget. I was like, I need a hand. And basically, I got John to wax my underarms, right? which he got very into. And
well, you would.
And was very good at it, right? I was like, hold the skin tight. He was like, like that. The skin was like that. Anyway, he waxed them. We were both thrilled with the results. We were looking at them. He was like, I think you're going to be really happy. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love this. This is so good. You've done so well. Yours. Today, and last night, but breasts are on fire. They are on fire. I can't tell you. Oh my gosh. Like, so hence the copious amounts of pseudocreme applied very liberally, loose clothing to accommodate said pseudocreme, and it was such a liberal portion of it that I couldn't wash it off my hands. So I got very cross.
I'd like to know where John learned his waxing technique. It John seems like he's in Dr. Water, but he seems like he's got industrial strength.
Do you know, he's very thorough. That's the one thing I would say about John. He takes his time, but he's very, very thorough. He thinks, John was like, I think I've done really well. I think I've done really well. In fact, what did he come up with? He said if he was going to have a salon, he did have a name for it that was something, oh, I can't remember. I'll find out. I'll try and find out what the name of his salon was. But he was like, I think there could be a future for me in this. Beauty, plucking. It was something to do with plucking. That was it.
Well, he is very patient. He's very patient and he's very calm. So, you know, he has got all the skills.
He is married to me. He's got the patience of a saint.
God, what an image. What an image.
It really was. But consequently, this morning I had a bath and a shower. I got in the bath to soak them so I could, like, be in the bath, take them down. And then I wanted to wash my hair, so I had a shower. And that's lockdown.
Now, Port Salut crew, we were wondering if anything has really annoyed you this week. Yes. That you've maybe said to, like, that anything that's got on your nerves at home, because for correspondence, we thought it'd be quite fun to read out some of the comments that are coming up right now. Who's been annoyed by what? What's really annoyed you? Have you had a run-in with at home waxing your armpits? Who knows? But yeah. Do let us know, because we think this could be really, really good. Now, what else has really annoyed me this week? Oh my God, I absolutely messed up a quiche.
Oh, sure. That's not like you.
No, and to be honest, I hate to do this, but I'm going to blame my tools. I used the wrong dish. And I knew last time the dish was on the edge. And this dish has got a slight raised bit within it. And so egg can seep through it. Oh, and it's all gone to hell. I had egg everywhere. I love this. Damn R2005 said, I didn't know my children chewed so loudly.
Do you know, John, when he's working, when he's really, really into something, he chews chewing gum. And I didn't know it could be that loud. I mean, slapping it. It feels like he's doing it in my ear. Where's it? Let's have a look. Oh my gosh, somebody. HLMC, the way my boyfriend eats his cereal. OMFG. It's amazing these things that you notice now. We are very, very close.
Robes of Holland, hey Lindsay babes, has said, I baked some cookies yesterday but spent most of the time trying to read the method through tears, and the cookies could break your teeth. Oh, babe.
Do you know, this does remind me of the flapjack that I made last week.
What was that?
What? Well, it was too thin. It was flatjack, which I think you and I came up with afterwards. But I mean, really, it was brittle. You could have broken your teeth on it. It was awful. But I'm going to try hobnob biscuits. That's what I'm doing this week.
No, sure.
I'm going to try and bake hobnob biscuits. So leave it with me.
I'm really enjoying this one here from Coach Jitty. Was mad at my kitchen cabinet door because I knocked my head on it 5 times. Well, what the hell were you doing? That's a figure of eight disaster.
And the social distancing, people not adhering to it, is really getting on people's nerves. And the thing is, it's very hard to comment in that situation, isn't it? Of going, get back, get away from me, move.
Jen Juniper said, I had a 10-minute rant last night at the Great British Menu. A chef made a pie that was meat and veg on a plate with pastry shapes dotted about the plate. I was raging. You can just see the image just taking it out at that very moment. That's not a pie!
This is superb. This is Heather Flower Bouquet, husband. Just everything. Oh gosh, even times like this, you wonder why you don't go and live on a commune, to be honest. Oh gosh, oh dear.
Should we do two more?
Oh, this is great. Ashley, my housemate decided to learn how to play her guitar at the exact same moment I went on a work call. Oh,
no. I keep getting annoyed, actually, at my neighbour who lives upstairs because she is sporadic hoovering. Like, every time I'm trying to film something or maybe we're doing a live or I'm doing, like, the Isle of Paradise live before, she is there doing her skirting boards every time. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, you know who's trapped at home?
Oh, drummer.
The drumming, morning, noon, and night. John, I think John's very close to saying something. Very close.
He needs a bit of that flapjack thrown through the window.
Shut up! We saw them last night at the NHS clap. We were like this. John was like, that drumming.
Did I tell you what happened to me at the NHS clap the other week?
Go on.
I got so excited about the clap that I leapt in the air and I hit my head on the door frame and I was like, oh, like this. The irony that I could have needed the NHS while it was all going on. Don't just like, are you okay? I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. There must have been NHS clapping related injuries that have required NHS attention. That must have happened.
So I was close. I thought I'd split my skull. I was like, Jesus, I really launched.
Oh, this is a fantastic one. I didn't realise I breathed so loudly, to be honest. I've annoyed myself.
That's amazing.
Oh, gosh.
I love all these suggestions. And actually, if you are listening to this back, please do go and look at Jules and Sarah podcast on Instagram and have a read through because there's some amazing suggestions here.
Yeah, there really are. Emmy's put a note through her neighbour's letterbox to ask them to turn the music down. I mean, if that's not British passive aggressiveness and it's absolute finest, I don't know what is. Emmy, you're my hero. You're my hero.
Could you just turn that down, please?
Would you mind just turning it down, please?
Also, this is a really good thing. If you want to go and talk about it in the Jules and Sarah podcast group on Facebook, the Closed Portsaloo crew, go and have a look in there. And we will, for the sake of this, and I know a lot of you won't feel like posting, but we will be giving out the PO box at the end.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Just an update. Emmy says that the neighbours wrote back. So there's a bit of correspondence going on between those two places, which is just absolutely superb. And I'm going to just, I've got to read this, I'm sorry. I had sore hands from clapping last week. So this week, I just shook the ice cubes in my G&T.
Fabulous. I love it.
The NHS will be very grateful for that. Oh, God, that's just glorious. What a brilliant way to do correspondence. Oh, my gosh. So look. I mean, Sheila and Ken, how the hell are they? Is everything all right?
Well, Sheila and Ken are now in the deepest, darkest lockdown. Sheila has confirmed she is totally built for isolation. However, they did have... There's been two scenarios that have unfolded this week. Now, just before Sheila and Ken went into lockdown, Sheila had bought a new battery-powered light. So it's like a little light that's this big. Because I said to her on the phone, I was like, Mum, what's brought you joy this week? And she said, my battery-powered light. And I said, what? And she said, well, it just casts the most beautiful light and I can walk around the house. I got on the phone to Dad and Dad's like, it's like living with a bloody chorister. She's walking around with the light like this. He says everywhere I look, she's just walking past a door with this light. He said, these batteries, and then it's like two taps for brighter, one tap bright. And he just said he knows where she is from this glow that keeps moving around the house.
Like a monk.
But then they've had a real fiasco with their at-home security system, actually. And it's been going off rogue in the middle of the night. And so they've said they've been waking up like, And they said it was so bad the other night. Well, Ken tried to figure it out. He had to get his mini screwdriver kit out. And Sheila went and sat in the car with Radio 2 on. She said it was the only thing that could settle my nerves. She took a cup of tea into the car. She said, I can't deal with this.
Going and sitting in the car is superb at any point, isn't it? Like, right, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going out to sit in the car.
It was like 2 a.m. Ken said he couldn't work it out and needed a break. And he came and sat in the car with the alarms going off with his little mini screwdriver and a brew. And they sat in the car and they're like, well, what are we going to do now?
I love that as the alarm's going off, the priority is making a cup of tea.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We can't hear anything, Sheila. I can't hear myself think without a cup of tea.
If you think I'm unscrewing that alarm, we've got another thing coming. We've got a brew up. I need an Earl Grey. There's one thing that's going to see me through, and it's an Earl Grey.
I'll find the screwdriver in a minute. How utterly terrifying to wake up, bolt up. I mean, I do it occasionally where I'll be like... I heard something. John, there's someone in the house. He's like, there isn't. There really isn't.
Please tell me how June is.
So June, now obviously June joined us on Wednesday night for bingo, right?
She was very active. She was very active.
She was very, very active. And also she said she missed the church meeting, which was happening on Zoom. To come and put us on to bingo.
What an event that was.
So June was at bingo. And if you missed bingo here live on Wednesday,
live.
We are going to do it every Wednesday. We're going to do it every Wednesday as long as the lockdown takes place. So do join us. Do join us next week for hilarity and chaos and general...
With Keith.
Drunken bingo nonsense. Okay, that will be taking place in full. So yeah, June missed the church meeting to come to bingo. Today, currently, she messaged this morning to say that she is making a cake. But do you remember that she got very into the Betty Crocker pre-made mixes, right? Do you remember?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What she's done is she's got the pre-made mix, but she's taken... the Great British Bake Off cookbook off the shelf. So if my dad walks in, she's going to pop it straight over the mix.
I'm very busy. I'm staring, kneading away.
Oh yes. She's going to hide the cake mix.
That's absolutely glorious.
In a very, very similar way to Sheila with her little new battery-powered light, June, she must tell me about it every time I ring. She's got a Dyson cordless. Jules, she says it's changed her life. She can't
People do. People it. Are obsessed with it.
Absolutely. She said you plug it in, it charges, and then off you go. You're free to roam.
That's cordless, June. That's how it works. Plug it in, take out, and off you
she
go.
She said you don't trip over the cord. You don't have to keep moving your plug. She absolutely... She cannot believe it. She said, Sarah, you've got to get one. You've got to get a Dyson.
How many times has she tripped over the cord for that to be a thing?
Honestly, June.
June, her whole life's been near-death misses on a Hoover cord.
She said she also bought a Pledge fluffy duster set, which comes on a rod, which she's really, really enjoying as well. Because let's not forget, you know, June's had cleaners. Well, like you and I, I'm really, really missing my cleaner. I've really realised what a luxury and a privilege it is to have in my life.
I've really realised how filthy we are.
Yeah.
God.
So she's bought this Pledge rubber duster. All that duster thing. She said it's fantastic. She said you can get up high, you can get around everything, and then to clean it, you just go outside and slap it on a wall.
We both agreed this week that actually our cleaner deserves a lot more than what we pay her.
Do you know, this week, as I was cleaning my own bathroom, I thought, I don't pay my cleaner enough. I do not pay her enough.
When I was on all fours scrubbing the floor and we were mopping and we were doing everything, we were both, and Dutch was like, we need to pay Marinella more, much more. This is awful. And we were like, this is awful.
This is terrible.
How do people live like this?
Oh my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh my gosh, yes. Now, my news from the north comes from the newarkadvertiser.co.uk. The barge floating pub has sailed back into Newark and into coronavirus lockdown after being replated in Hull.
Hang on, there's a lot here.
Let me just break it down for you. There's a pub, it's on a barge. The barge has been replated, it's been replated in Hull, and it's come back to its place of mooring. Now, sadly, it's come back during lockdown, so the pub can't open. But just so everyone's aware, it's back in its spot.
Right, good, it's back. Yeah.
That might be the whole news. Who knows? The floating pub, The Barge, sailed back into Newark and into lockdown. The barge has been in Hull, where it was assessed for replating of its hull. Ironic. Her departure on her 100-mile journey to Hull had been hampered by high river levels on the Trent, resulting from January's floods. And now she has sailed back into unforeseen circumstances, this one bringing about enforced closure of all pubs and restaurants nationwide. Owner Frank Dyson couldn't have been more of a better name right now. I bet he also has a complete nightmare buying Hoovers.
Yeah.
Frank Dyson. Also, if you can hear a lorry reversing, that is happening outside my window as we speak. Move away, this vehicle is reversing. Owner Frank Dyson said sections of the front and back, around a third of the hull in total, needed replating, which has now been done. Frank said the barge, which has been used to carry game from spillers at Gainsborough to Hull until it was converted into a pub in 1980, had been given a clean bill of health from a marine surveyor, which means another 15 years of pouring pints from where it's moored, on the wharf in the shadow of Newark Castle on Trent Bridge. Now returned home, work is being done to replace the floorboards that were all lifted to allow welders to get at the hull. The mast and gangways are yet to be reattached. Frank recently discovered the barge is 100 years old. What a scene. This year, and is planning a party to celebrate the century just as soon as the coronavirus lockdown is over. Just like all our other pubs, we're going into lockdown, but we're really looking forward to reopening, Frank said. We miss our customers and looking forward to welcoming them back. And we are all, Frank, looking forward to a pint with one another once this is all over. So if you are in the area and you are looking for something that's been refurbished, I highly recommend I highly recommend this barge floating pub in Newark.
Fantastic. What I love is the Portslade crew who are here, who know exactly what you're talking about. And a particular shout out to Bexter Stone, who says, it's near Pizza Express. So
it is near Pizza Express.
So, my news from the north has come in from the Leader, right? Ellesmere Port mum brings smiles to neighbours by donning dinosaur costume during coronavirus pandemic. Now, I do need to say that this has been sent in. This was sent in to me in the DMs from some fabulous Portsmouth crew, and I don't have your name, and I can't apologise enough. An Ellesmere Port mum has used her one walk of the day to put smiles on the faces by donning a dinosaur costume during the coronavirus pandemic. People stopped in their tracks and did a double take of Tina Lowe of Great Sutton as she went for a stroll around the block where she lives wearing an inflatable T-Rex costume.
Tina, Tina, Tina.
The 39-year-old said, I'm part of a mum's group at school and it's been a massive change for the kids with being at home and they're upset about not being allowed to see their friends like they usually would. Whilst we've all been under lockdown, we got chatting and decided we needed to do something each day to lift spirits because some of the mums are finding it difficult as well. Tina used her one walk a day to bring smiles to the Ellesmere... Oh no, that wait, that's the caption of the photo. Tina said that everyone knew she had the dinosaur at home after receiving it as a Christmas present.
It's a signature look. Tina's never seen at a barbecue without that dinosaur outfit.
And she decided that she would walk to her friend's house wearing the costume to give the children something to smile about and take their minds off coronavirus. She used her permitted one walk a day under government guidelines and made the 20-minute journey around the block, but wasn't expecting people to have such a big reaction to seeing a T-Rex in Ellesmere Park.
No, of course.
The mum of two said, it's been crazy. My phone has not stopped pinging with messages from people asking if it was me in the costume. People were posting their pictures and videos on Facebook. I wasn't expecting the streets to be as busy as they were. Obviously still quieter than the usual day. But people were spotting me from the cars and from the windows. I suppose it's not something you see every day. I'm happy that it gave everyone a little moment of relief from the coronavirus news that's going about. Tina, who says she is a big fan of fancy dress, is hoping to do a walkabout soon after being asked by her friends and family, would you like to see Tina walking around the place?
100%. Do you know what my favourite bit of that was? Was people saying, like, imagine people sat in their living rooms and being like, I could have sworn that dinosaur was Tina.
Is that Tina? Tina's got that costume. Right, let me get the picture for you.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hang on, let me just get rid of the old ad choices there. Can you see Tina there?
There's Tina, there she is, doing it proud. Oh, good for you, Tina Hahn.
There she is.
Also, Tina. Have you seen that in Australia, what's trending at the moment on social media is people are putting fancy dress on to take the bins out?
Oh, that's great, isn't it? So, I saw somebody doing it in a ball gown.
People are doing it in ball gowns, but also, like, people are doing it in Superman outfits. Basically, if you've got fancy dress at home, you take your bin to the end of the drive, film it and put it on social media, and that's trending in Australia. It's so good. It's so good.
It's a shame, because our bins are literally, like, same. I mean, 2 feet from the front door.
It'd be a complete waste of a look, really, wouldn't it?
It would. I can't be bothered with that.
Okay. Every day is fancy dress for me, sweetheart.
Hey. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes, absolutely.
So while we're in lockdown, Portslade crew, it is another Who Would You Self-Isolate With? So this week's choices, Jules, are Eddie Redmayne, Eddie Izzard, or Ed Sheeran. That's Eddie Redmayne, Oscar-winning actor, Eddie Izzard, the marathon-loving comedian, or Ed Sheeran, that git with the guitar.
And now there's a little bit of challengingness in here. Definitely not Ed Sheeran.
Really?
Definitely not Ed Sheeran, although I do have the most amazing story about Ed Sheeran that I've got to tell you.
Go on.
So I have a plus one that I always used to take to parties of celebrity nature before I met Dutch. And this plus one is my best friend, Lucy. Sure. Now, Lucy...
Yeah, Lucy's really missed out since you met Dutch, actually.
She's never been in so much. But Lucy can't really... She gets quite nervous around famous people. And we went to this party and... It was in a dark, it was quite dark and it was all like loud music and everything. Anyway, I was chatting and Lucy was like, I'll go to the bar. Lucy went to the bar and she stood. She was stood next to Ed Sheeran at the bar. And she was like, oh my God, that's Ed Sheeran. Anyway, he was tutting at his phone and be like, oh, and holding it in the air. And Lucy said, oh, you won't get phone signal in here because we're in a basement. And she was like, and he was like, oh, right, cheers. And then she said, she started asking him about his network. And she was like, so is it O2 you're on or Orange? And she said that she could hear the noise coming out of her mouth, but she couldn't stop saying it. And Ed Sheeran was like, I'm on Vodafone. And she was like, and he just stood there and they both looked at each other and went, I'm going to go. And Lucy went, I think it's best. She came back with two drinks and she was like, I need to tell you something that just happened. So for that reason, I won't be picking Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
Now, Eddie Redmayne and Eddie Izzard. As much as I do find Eddie Redmayne flattering on the eyes,
yes,
I think as an actor, he might be quite difficult to live with. You never know who you're going to wake up next to. You know, is it going to be a comical day? Is it going to be a moody day? Is it going to be dramatic? Yeah. And I think I'm that person at home, you know?
I just want to flag that Francesca says, apparently Eddie Redmayne is an amateur magician. Just going to throw that in there, but that could be very irritating.
I think that would be extremely irritating. Like, I told you, Eddie, I will not saw you in half today. I told you it didn't work yesterday.
Eddie, I'm not getting in that box. Don't ask me.
I'm not tying handkerchiefs for you. So Eddie Izzard, I actually once walked past Eddie Izzard in a fur coat and heels, and I thought it was amazing. And I think Eddie Izzard and I would have a hoot. I think we wouldn't stop laughing. So I'm going to go with Eddie Izzard.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say about Eddie Izzard, because I agree, I think I would have Eddie Izzard because he's an absolute riot. He's very, very keen on marathons. Actually, this could be good. He's very, very keen on marathons. He's always running a marathon. So he'd be out of the house, you know, for his one run a day. You wouldn't see him.
He'd be gone for weeks.
He'd be gone.
Does he do it in heels as well? It'll take him forever. Power walking in a heel.
Oh my God. I just need to read this out. Tara. Talking about Eddie Redmayne being an amateur magician, Tara said, no, you pick a card. Tara, that's so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Portslade crew, I can't tell you how much I needed this today.
Same. Absolutely same.
Really, really needed to come and just hang out and just be silly and just chat to you. Oh my gosh, it's very funny. Somebody's saying, I think he's done magic on the Graham Norton show.
Oh, Eddie.
We could go on forever. Honestly, we could just go on forever and ever. We love you so much. We adore you. We love having you for bingo on a Wednesday night. So every Wednesday night, that's going to be happening at 8 o'clock. There's a little page on the website for that as well. There's a link in the bio for Jules and Sarah podcast, okay, which is where we do the bingo live from, and that's where we're going to record the podcast from live as well every Friday at 1 o'clock, okay, just to do a little bit of housekeeping there for everyone. You can write to us if it's safe to do so and appropriate. We would love to hear from you. The address is
the Portslade Crew HQ,
P.O. Box
6-6-7-4-7
London
NW5
9GH. You were right to take charge of that there.
Yes.
We do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I thought I'd tell a joke.
Wow.
I'm feeling a little bit crazy. Okay. Three pieces of string walk into the bar. They sit down and then and the three pieces of string, the first piece of string says, I'll get the pints in, lads. What do you want? So the piece of string goes up to the bar and he goes, barman, three pints, please. And the barman's like, have you not seen the sign? We don't serve string. And the piece of string's like, how dare you? So he goes back to his mates and he's like, guys, you won't believe this, but they don't serve string. Two pieces of string are like, I don't believe it. Second piece of string is like, look, let me just sort this out. That's ridiculous. So he goes up, barman, three pints. And the barman says, listen, I told you, mate, we don't serve string. So the piece of string is like, oh, I can't believe this. So he goes back and the third piece of string is like, don't worry, I've got a plan. So he ruffles his hair, sorts himself out and he goes up and he's like, barman, three pints, please. And the barman goes, are you a piece of string? And he goes, no, I'm afraid not. One of my faves.
Oh my God. Portsley Crew, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for staying with us. We adore you. We adore you for watching. We adore you for listening. And we will see you next time.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.